Census 1234 invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Peter Rosethorne.
Good morning, everybody. It's me, Tony Martin. It's Ed Cavalier back for a bit more.
Look at him.
And Peter Rosethorne, our second ever co-host.
Yeah.
Our first ever co-host on our second ever show.
I've been telling people on a national basis that I am a regular on this show.
Well, you are now.
And it's my second appearance in 3 months. That makes me 6 episodes a year.
Wow.
That, to me, is semi-regular.
That's, I think, about $225 coming your way.
Thank you. All told, once taxes out and the agent's got their fee, I've got nothing. Who cares? I love this. Couple of things before I start.
Yes.
One, I'm sorry I'm early, because most people are late when they come to this show.
Yeah, that's right.
And I apologise for being on time.
That's all right.
And I think there's a ghost standing behind you. It's nice to be back in the haunted studio.
We are in the haunted studio. Mm. It's so haunted that we've lost our haunted studio music. Oh, hang on. People love that.
That's creepy.
They want it on their phone answering device. Whatever. What is that called again? Mobile phone.
Yeah. Facsimile.
I'm investigating those.
Facsimile, Ed. Trying to confuse tone.
Is that?
Gee. It's easy. It's easily done.
Does he eat the whole time in the hour?
It's just constant eating.
I thought he would have stopped.
And never puts on any weight.
Mm.
Deal with the devil, clearly. That's what he's up to.
They're the sort of deals you crunch with the devil. Can I have a non-weight gain thing, Mr. Devil?
Satan's on for a bit of that. Let's not get into the Dark Lord this early in the program. What about you, Peter Rosethorne? Are you being spotted in the street for your work on Thank God You're Here? Because I loved you as the Space Commander a couple of weeks ago.
Look, a couple of people are very happy with my Space Commander. Little kiddies will ask me to do the creepy hand before their eyes, and I rub it up against a little tiny, tiny skin, and that scares them and their parents. And as the ship's captain, I'm getting a lot of good feedback from that as well with my short action and my crazy dancing, which people try and make me dance in the street, and I say no. I draw the line at dancing.
It's great to see because, you know, I've been seeing you getting around the traps for about 20 years now, and Thank God You're Here is the first time I've seen you on telly unleashed.
It is.
Sort of, you know, because you're kind of, you know, on Kath and Kim, you're kind of slightly repressed.
Oh, very.
It's not. I remember there was a very weird moment in the netballing episode when suddenly Brett turned into Peter Rosethorne, basically.
Pivoting champion. I was very excited that day because that was my first time I had a chance to actually unleash a bit of physicality on the show.
But generally, you're quite sort of...
Oh, I have to be.
Buttoned down.
Yeah, but I rocked up that day thinking, here's my moment in the sun. Glenn Robbins walks in a white uniform and pulls some umpiring moves that just blew me out of the water.
There was no way.
He's just greedy.
He was not going to be upstage on that day.
Never. He's a great. He's a pig. He's a comedy pig. That's what he is.
And what else?
I'm doing a show for the ABC.
Oh, now this isn't skating.
No.
Because last time you were here, you were auditioning for a Skating with the Stars deal.
Was that long ago?
What happened?
I had a test skate and I pulled out.
You pulled out yourself?
Yeah, I had a skate around. I went, nah, can't do it.
Why?
Well, I heard it. Oh, God, I sniffed the lineup. And
so nothing to do with skating abilities.
No, I didn't. I just decided I'm going to kill myself, and this is not worth it. And I talked to that little gay man who broke his ankle in the other version of it. He twisted his ankle or something. There was a celebrity ice skating thing on Channel 10, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
And he hurt his ankle doing it. And he said, oh, it's not worth it. Don't do it. I'm going to kill myself doing that. Stupid I was.
And they're blades. They're knives. You've got knives on your shoes.
No fingers left.
Fingers coming off. That's all I'm seeing.
Old Stumpy Pete, they'll be calling me after that one.
I'm seeing a fingerless Angry Anderson.
Yeah, let me rub my stumps up against your kitty. I used to be able to do crazy fingers when I was on the other show. Not anymore.
Hang on. You got a sniff of the other. Well, come on. Who else?
Who's on? I don't know. Oh, I know Dermot's on.
Is Dermot finished? Dermot has it been to air?
No, it hasn't started yet.
Oh.
They're all in training. I'd be in training now.
You went Dermot? No, I'm out of there.
Dermot? No. Carl's on. Carl.
Who are these people?
Carl from the Today Show. Jessica's partner.
Ah, okay.
The most annoying person on television, apparently.
There was a poll. The most annoying person.
Don't know why. And three men are just dead. Sorry. Oops. Oh, shouldn't laugh at that. Jessica, stop laughing.
What about that one last night? It was Singing with the Stars.
Yes, I didn't see that one.
Load up our John Howe duet because I can never get enough of that. We've got a bit of Singing with the Stars action.
Sure.
Not yet. We'll go out on when we drop the big bombshell, then we'll, which we're presumably working towards.
Did you just drop it accidentally?
It could have happened subliminally. I didn't recognise anybody. It was just a big crowd of people I didn't know on there.
Was the first episode last night?
Yeah.
And
did
what's
you
the,
watch
what's
it?
The, no. What's the premise?
What do you do, Ed?
Sorry?
What do you do?
I eat.
You don't do anything, do you? You eat.
I was cooking. Oh, actually, I found this new thing. This thing on the internet that it's like short videos that you can watch.
Mm.
And I was on there about 5 hours yesterday.
See, that's what he does.
It's like a giant teenager.
He's riding shotgun. Yeah. He's covering me when I have one of my old man blanks, which do happen occasionally.
Go, young man.
So hang on. Okay.
So who's in it?
Yeah,
who's
this
in
is it? This segment's falling.
Who's in it, and
pieces.
What happens?
It's Singing with the Stars. I don't know. Kate Fisher was on it, and she was now calling herself Katie Fisher, and that was enough for me. I was over. I just went, no, I'm not putting up with that. That's not going on. But you're not involved in that. You're not involved in the skating. What is this one you're doing on the ABC?
Oh, I'm hosting a show on the ABC called Can We Help? I do believe it's a daggy show on television.
Really?
Oh, without doubt, yeah.
What's it about?
Oh, well, not sure. It's it needs an audience, I know that, because they need to send in stuff for us to solve. So we might solve a problem like I found a diary in a garage sale. I'd like to return it to its original owner.
Oh, right.
Why did they try and sell it in the first place is my question.
So not like...
Maybe they don't want it back.
Dear Peter Roselyn, can you help us out? Jose Ramos Horta. Yeah. You're not getting letters like that. It's more just diaries and garages.
Diaries reuniting people, things like that. 6:30 Fridays on ABC.
All right. Well, that's coming up. But hey,
I'll do a good story about it later on.
Yeah.
When I get one.
In the meantime, let's go Singing with the Stars. Oh. Do you
love me? Yes, I do. Do you love me? Yes, I do. Do you love me? Yes, I do.
I mean, for heaven's sake, can we get a sense of proportion?
That's Queen here at Get This on Triple M. Peter Rosethorne has joined us. I nearly didn't make it in this morning, guys. I've lost my car keys.
Oh.
But I did find them. They were inside a Top Taste Sultana loaf. Just as I thought.
Hey, when I saw that last night on the news.
Food-related. You would have been looking.
And there was endless pictures of people... like grabbing lamingtons off shelves. And in my head I was going, there might be razor blades in them, but God, I want one of those lamingtons.
Yeah. They do look
I'll
good.
Risk it.
They
I'll
do
take the risk.
So delicious.
Yeah, I don't want one with a razor blade, but I reckon I could handle one with a needle.
But
if you just took little bites.
I was wondering, when they get rid of them, like the people who have to take them out of the supermarkets, surely those people take them home and just sort of eat them gingerly. Hoping not to find something. Surely that happens.
Nobody thinks about food stories in the news with as much intensity as Ed Pavlik.
It's look in his eyes when he's talking to you about them as well. It's just so needy.
He's drooling. He's getting what my Labrador gets, the glass fangs. You know, the icicles of drool. You got a dog there.
Yeah, I've got a dog. Labrador Retriever cross.
Have you got one of those?
Yeah, cross. It's a mongrel.
Is there any off switch on the eating mechanism?
No.
It's with the Labrador.
Vacuuming, yeah. Vacuums the park.
Vacuuming.
You don't have much dog fur on you today, Tone. This is the least dog fur I've seen you.
I'm trying to buy clothes that are dog fur resistant. Because everywhere I go, people just... I could just be, you know, in a football riot. Not that that would ever happen.
Yeah.
And the Cujo trainers who brought the Cujos to the sets, the Kath and Ken, were always covered in hair.
Covered in, that's me.
And all did they look different like forms of hair.
Did they look like
their dogs? Yeah, yeah, horrible.
Because every time I see like a person who's like really into their dog, they look like them.
Look a bit like their dog.
Yeah. They do. Dogs can laugh. I've got some scientific evidence somewhere. Where is it? Howls of laughter. Dogs have a sense of humour and do laugh. Mm. Dog laughter is the long huffing noise they make when playing with a favourite toy. So,
oh, is that laughing?
That's a cat.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought
it was a biting thing.
Could we get a lot of dogs together and record some dog canned laughs?
We should.
And then we could just play long silences and that will be jokes that only the dogs could hear. And then we could play some dog canned laughs. Would that test well?
I'd like that.
Is Dave Smith, the program director, sticking his head around the corner here?
He's off to the kennel, I think. He's off to the pound.
What else is going on? Michael Jackson is moving to England just to creep everybody out over there.
What's the plan?
I've creeped everyone out over here. I'm going over here and I'll creep some more people out.
He's exhausted California.
And the Middle East, I think. Wasn't he there for a while?
He was in the Middle East today. They couldn't take it. They couldn't take it. And I love how, you know, you think he's trying to rehabilitate his image.
No.
So you think he'd be sticking away from the kiddie fun parks in the backyard. But oh no, Michael Jackson plans to recreate the funfair-style ranch of Neverland in the UK.
Dear.
Euro Neverland. Don't take the children there. Stay well clear. What else is going on? I'm just surrounded by bits of paper. Fuel theft is on the increase. Now, have you noticed this, Peter? Are people siphoning? I've had this happen on the way in to do get this one morning. Gone in to get a cup of coffee, come out. Petrol's, the lid's open. Yep. Bit of a hose, half happening. People are trying to siphon petrol while you're just going into the shops to buy something.
I use your basic Macca straw.
Does that work?
Slow technique.
But more personal.
Yeah, very personal. And I try and keep the petrol in my jowls for a while.
You did a whole, thank God you're here like that, I noticed.
What? There's petrol in my jowls.
Yeah, Rick, I signed to my wife. He's got petrol in his jowls.
No, not a match.
Hey, Tony, what about this killer bear? You aware of this?
What's the killer bear?
All right, Pete. In Europe, a bear is on the loose.
Yep.
It's a wild bear. He's roamed through Italy, Switzerland, Liechtenstein, Austria and Germany.
He's hitchhiking.
He's got his little hat on and his thumb out. And this is what he's done. He's disemboweled 10 sheep. He's slaughtered 6 chickens. He's massacred 4 doves. How does a bear get hold of a dove, Pete?
Quickly.
And then, this is the best one, he's ravaged 1 beehive.
Wow. Ravaged a beehive?
Yeah. I'm going to ravage that beehive.
Rex Hunted ravaged a beehive. If the price was right,
the bees have got their rocks off, they've got no money.
The wasps are happy.
Oh, yeah. I've got out there.
Hang on, is he going for a prize? Is that an Amazing Race style reality program there? You've got to ravage a beehive. Okay.
No. Yeah, but catch a dove. Nearly impossible for a bear.
4 doves. I think that's quite good.
No, I reckon. I thought it was one swoop. Would have been one poor whack. A pack of doves standing in a group. Bang, I've got 4.
You just snuck up in a dove costume, mate.
What other animal cruelty stories do we have? Oh, what about, hang on, what happened to Katie on the phones? Couldn't come in on Friday. Something wrong with the dog. Yeah. Get her to run in, Nikki. We need to know. Dog lovers have been calling up.
Dog's better?
Saying,
here she comes.
Because it may have just been, you know, she may have just been on the shag, quite possibly. Yes.
Thursday nights is a good night for her. Generally.
Morning, Katie.
Morning.
What happened?
I have a new puppy.
Yes.
And a dog that is about to cark it.
Called Jeff. Puppy called Jeff.
Right, so you're just quite happy to upgrade,
and,
are you?
Yes, it was getting like that. So I walk in, my parents are away babysitting the dogs, crap everywhere, step in it, and the old dog is passed out in the corner while the new one's yapping around, has stepped in the crap, runned it all through the house.
Is that right? What was wrong with the old dog? Drinking?
I don't know, I couldn't move, so I had to pick it up. That was covered in crap too, and take it to the vet.
What did they say was wrong with it?
I don't know. It's
covered in crap.
It's legs passed out. Yeah, passed out from the scent.
Right.
Not cool.
Oh, good.
Dogs are not okay.
And you didn't feel you could come in here covered in dog crap?
No, I didn't.
Because that could be a segment. That's pretty much a segment on this show.
And no, I didn't. I had to shower.
Are you going to say, Peter, that I come in here covered in dog crap? That's true.
I was going to say hair.
Fair enough.
Which is nearly crap.
All right.
Yeah, that's it.
So it's a happy ending then.
It's okay. It's all okay now. But I thought you'd understand, Tone, because you are normally covered in dog hair. I thought that's a good excuse to get out of work.
Yeah.
Dog problems.
We just throw a massive bone out in the backyard, sorted. Does that work with children, by the way, Peter?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, absolutely it does.
Thought as much.
Most of my kiddies are home today, gnawing on a bone.
We're going to put you under the lie detector, the Big Brother lie detector.
Yep.
Do you want to do that?
Yep.
That's going to be next on Get This. Thanks, Katie. That's Rob Thomas. Something to be here at Get This on Triple M. Peter Rosethorne is with us.
Yep.
The podcast is up, apparently.
How's it going? How's it, Tree Friends?
Oh, we've vaulted over the Tree Friends. And then we briefly, for about 5 hours, vaulted over Ricky Gervais and were number one for like 5 hours. And then we busted back to number 3 again. We were like that bloke who was, you know, the Pope for just 30 days.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
And then carked it. That was us.
I feel like him.
Why did you drop back down, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. People had a sniff and decided, no, we want more Carl Pilkington.
Yeah.
Ricky Gervais has Carl Pilkington. He's a secret weapon.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Who's Carl Pilkington?
Secret weapon.
That's the number one question on the internet. Who is Carl Pilkington? But enough about that. If you want to send us an email, you can go to the website. We got a lot of emails about Marty Sheargold. People loved hearing Marty.
Great show.
Off the leash on Friday.
He was nice and relaxed, wasn't he?
And having a go at everything about the station.
Was the one aspect unusual for him. Of Triple M that he didn't go to town on.
Mars bar was the only thing left standing.
What were you going to say about the internet?
I've changed my page. If you want to, you know, my page on the internet where it's just a conversation and you fill in your bit, I've changed it.
So. Do you have a website?
I've got a page of the website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not as impressive.
No, it wasn't very impressive at all.
It's covered
is that
in
part of the Triple M one?
Yeah. It's bits of food and crumbs everywhere, but there is a page under there. Well, you changed it because people were providing too fruitier answers?
No, I was. I'm trying to encourage that.
I see you've made it so people can go even ruder.
No. Officially, no.
Unofficially, rude on friends.
Is this becoming like Big Brother up late?
Oh, what's happening at Big Brother,
Big Tone? Brother last night, I saw a little bit of it, and they had him hooked up to a lie detector again. And just, have we got an example of that here?
Yeah. Let's have a look now inside Michael's mind.
Get him. Do you think you're the most attractive male in the house?
No.
There you go.
That would have been a yes.
Yes, as long as the questions are about them.
Yeah, exactly.
They're fine. And whether they look good, that's really all they want to talk about in there. It was interesting they went inside the mind of Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let's now go inside the mind of Galen. Yep. Nothing going on. All right, we might cross back to the mind of Galen later in the program.
Someone had just asked him, what's your name?
Anyway, we want to. Do you want to be hooked up to a lie detector while you're here, Peter Rose?
Yeah, hell, may as well do something while I'm here.
Okay, why not?
Not bad.
The special music.
Let's I thought see. That was what was going on in my mind for a minute.
Like, here come the questions.
Peter, this is Big Brother.
Yes.
Don't bother trying to react. My bits are all pre-recorded.
Okay.
Give him a question.
Peter, did you enter the Get This studios just to win one of Ed's fabulous prizes?
Yes, I did.
This is good fun.
Peter.
Yes.
Is your game plan to fly under the radar in order to win the opal-encrusted dolphin from the $2 shop?
Yes, it is.
Keep them coming.
Peter, you have to understand, $2 shop is just a name. It's actually a variety gift emporium.
Oh, sorry, Ed wanted that pointed out.
That wasn't a question.
It's not like a crappy prize at all.
Peter, are you attracted to either of your co-hosts?
No, I'm not.
Are you sure? Look, Ed's doing a bit of muscle work. He was severely attracted. And quite... Hang on. Let's see what else.
But Peter...
Oh, hang on.
Oh,
didn't I see you earlier trying to crack on to Katie on the phone?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I heard about it. Heard about her sick dog and just tried to
give me a bit of that foo smell.
Get in while she's vulnerable. I reckon electrocute him for that. Come on, hit him. Ow!
Peter.
Oh.
Do you think Eva Herzegova would be a good replacement for Ed while he's at the World Cup?
Yes, Big Brother.
I think, well, if that's the green light, I guess. Nikki, if you could just get Eva Herzegova in here for 3 weeks. Big Brother has spoken.
Peter, have you been cheating on Get This by appearing on The Shebang and possibly The Cage, or for Adelaide listeners, The New Zoo?
Yes, I have.
Sorry, the audience had to think about that one. You have been cheating on us.
Yeah. Hey.
What? What? Am I still on?
You'll go on any show.
That hum. Can we stop that hum?
Peter. What the hell was that character you played in Little Oberon all about?
I was acting.
You were a transvestite hairdresser?
Yes, I was.
Was it in the script that way, or was that just you?
No, it was me improvising.
I reckon electrocuted for that.
Peter, is it true you white-anted Michael Veitch to get the role of Barry Berge in Takeaway?
Yes, it's true.
That is true. Is that not true?
He changed the scripts.
They shot like 2 weeks of Barry Berge.
Yes, they did.
With his head on.
Yes, they did.
And it was Michael Veitch.
Yes.
And then he got sacked.
He walked, I think.
He walked. Why was that?
I don't know.
Because he was a burger.
I think so. He might have thought, this is too low.
And then you took over for the scenes with the head off.
That's it.
So often when it's head on, it's actually Michael Veitch.
I did a couple of head-ons.
There you go. I reckon electrocute him anyway.
No! Takeaway, I shouldn't have.
Just for being in Takeaway. Give him another one.
No, Miss Cosmo was in it.
Peter, have you ever shown up at a stand-up gig ready to do new material, seen how drunk the audience are, and thought, f*** it, I'll just do Luna Park and go home early?
Yes, all the time.
He's come clean.
Peter, is it true you're unable to resist dancing when you hear this music?
He's up! He's out of his seat! He's doing it!
Yes, it is! Yes, it is! His version, isn't it?
Just go up to Peter Rose's one in the street if you see him and just do a bit of this.
I'm on.
And watch him go.
Peter, do you recognise this voice?
I'm invincible. I'm paying money. The girl's happy. She's got no money. I got my rocks off. Oh, how good is this?
It's creepy Rex Hunt.
Sorry, Peter. That has nothing to do with you. We just love playing that clip.
So I love hearing it.
And you know what? Could we please lose that creepy hum now, Mr. Marsler?
I'm doing my head in.
It's really hurting.
That's good fun.
Okay, all right, you've had your fun, Peter Rosethorn. Let's get the listeners involved. That'll be next on Get This.
Get This.
It's had a very damaging effect on our business. It's an intrusion into people's peace and quiet, walking down the street.
The Census 1234 on Triple M.
It's Get This on Triple M. Can we just quickly cross back to the inside of Galen's head? Anything? Nothing going on? Well, further updates as they come to hand. And here is a song I've been requesting for 8 weeks and we've finally been given it. Yes! That's AC/DC. That's what Triple M sounds like to me.
That's right.
It's Get This. Peter Rosethorn is with us. Sound the alarm, if you would, Mr. Marsbar. Talkback Mountain. Peter has recovered from the series of electrocutions.
Yep.
Heard earlier. Time to talk deception. Let's talk about deception. There's always
what's
deception.
Going on?
Well, firstly, people who work for the National Australia Bank have been found guilty of deception.
What do they do?
They've been found guilty of gaining financial advantage by deception. Isn't that really how banking works?
Yeah. Promotion material.
Shouldn't that be the catchphrase? The third National Bank, gaining financial advantage by deception. Have a look at your bank statement. It's nothing but deception. I don't see why these guys should be singled out. Who else is lying? David in the Big Brother house.
Oh, what's he lied about?
He claims a brief but close friendship with Kate Moss.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What, detail?
We've all done that.
Come on.
Not a David talked about a fling with Kate Moss during his overseas modelling days back in the first round of auditions in Brisbane, said a spokesman for Big Brother. And then it says here in the Courier Mail, with talk like this, Graham, that's David Graham, could become the next Kaz James, the Aussie muso who boasted about dating Keira Knightley despite the British film Stunner not having a clue who he was.
Oh.
Thank you, audience. So that's what we're going to talk about today, fluffing the resume. Just over, you know, padding your qualifications, telling a bit of a porky to impress somebody. Has everyone done a bit of this?
Commonplace with girls, isn't it? At a nightclub, as a younger man, you can often state your occupation. Pilot.
Pilot? Sort of thing. Does that work,
something,
Peter?
Something brainy. No, it won't work. Not when you're standing there in, you know, clearly workers' clothes.
Oh, right.
I've been dirt.
People in comedy tend to do it all the time. We won't name any names, but there's a well-known Australian comedian who works overseas a lot and is just constantly lying.
What about
what they're doing on? No, it's not Pommy Johnson.
No, it can't be Pommy. We think it's a Cole, big Cole.
No, it's someone else. It's someone else who recently called up everyone and said he's doing a film with Rowan Atkinson. And
we
went around and went, wow, he's doing a film with Rowan Atkinson. Turns out he was auditioning for a voice in a cartoon that Rowan Atkinson was rumoured to be doing the lead voice in, but didn't.
It's Pat King. to it, isn't it?
I'm not saying nothing.
I had a guy I knew in Sydney, a genius, who was working at a company, a bread company. Mm. And he started there as a junior, and he was just kind of like a mail boy. And one day, one of the big bosses said, "Oh, you know, what are you doing with yourself?" He said, "Oh, I'm getting a marketing degree." And he wasn't. He wasn't going to university. 3 years, he kept up this charade of pretending he had a marketing degree. And then 3 years later, they're like, "So, have you graduated?" He said, "Yep, I've graduated." They gave him a job in marketing.
Marketed himself beautifully there.
Yeah. And what are some of his campaigns?
Well, I don't know. Oh, he's moved over to amateur or something.
Yeah, he's either marketing the needles in the bread. There's got to be a way of marketing
them.
There's got to be a way of giving that idea some sizzle, some traction.
I was over in Perth recently, and the mayor, although I had to sort of rebuilding the whole council because the mayor was found out to be unqualified for his job of Joondalup. He just told everyone that he had all these degrees and he never had them. Yeah. They found out and they said, "You're off! Get rid of him! He's a cheat!"
But the qualifications to be a mayor, though?
Apparently so. Right. But apparently the council was running beautifully under him. He had it going, gangbusters.
Right.
But they said, "You're not qualified! You lied to us!" And he's gone.
Right.
And everyone goes, "We actually quite liked him.
We quite liked
him." Can he cut a ribbon with a big pair of scissors?
Yes, he could.
That's all the qualifications.
That's all he needed to do.
You've got to be able to work the big scissors and accept the big check.
Pretty much.
That's a can do on both levels.
Mayoral material. Ed Caffley completely lied about his ability to panel a radio program.
Yeah, sure did. Well done.
I told Tony I could panel.
Yeah. That's why you're not doing it anymore.
That's why we have Mr. Marsbar.
Yeah.
We've all lied about something.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's, well, as Ed's prize cavalcade is about to demonstrate, deception is commonplace on this program. Yeah. Have we got some prize music there?
Yes! Ladies and gentlemen, I spent the weekend having fun, not trawling $2 shops for prizes. So we're having tickets, movie tickets, Ooh. Tickets to see Poseidon, ladies and gentlemen. Ow. Cut the music, Marsbar, I've got nothing else.
That's it. Because you had a weekend having fun. There's no time to have fun on this program. What sort of fun are you talking about?
I went to the movies. I went to an opera competition. I went out to bars and stuff.
And this is the links you'll go to pick up with an opera competition. What movie did you see?
I saw X-Men 3. It was Choice.
Was it Choice?
It's a young person's film, isn't it?
No. Hey, Tony, choice. The other thing I want people
Hang on. Oh, there's more. It's not going to be as easy as just telling us about the lies.
Right, tell us about the lies. Also, as a tack on, there's a guy in the advertiser. A dude has stolen a meerkat from the zoo.
And that's our prize?
Yes.
Here he is now, the little creepy, furry little critter.
He's just attacking Pete. And I went to the Melbourne Zoo a few weeks ago, and I myself thought the meerkats are so close you can literally reach out and grab them and because they're small, Pete.
I know that.
And I reckon with my hand span I could have got about three or four
meerkats in one lunge
into a bag straight out on a tram.
So what's the point here?
Oh, sorry. What would you steal from the zoo?
Okay, so that's the second topic.
It's two topics
today.
Buffing the resume, tell us how you lied about your qualifications.
Yeah. And which animal would you steal from the zoo?
What other show offers you this opportunity? Call us now, 133353. Ed's Get This. It's Triple M. It's Hooberstank, if I were you. Peter Rosethorne is here. He loves saying Hooberstank.
Hooberstank.
But that's not what we're here for. That's not what you have to do at Talkback Mountain. Sure, if I even understand it, you've got to tell us how you've lied, how you've fluffed your resume to impress someone or get a job, and tell us which animal you'd steal from the zoo.
Closely linked topics.
My kind of phone topic. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing? What do you do?
I lied on my resume. Said I had an IT degree, and I didn't. I couldn't even type, and the day...
Can I just ask, Chris, do you do our website? I wouldn't be surprised.
Nah.
Okay.
And I went in there on the first day, and the boss sat me down in front of a keyboard and said, go here, do this, do that. And I just looked at the keyboard and I didn't know what to press or anything, and I was rumbled.
Yeah, good work.
And what happened? You got fired?
No, I spent 17 years in the IT industry.
Fantastic. And what is the key, really? I mean, if you have to bluff your way through an IT, is it switching it off at the wall, switching it on again?
Yes, that's pretty much it.
That pretty much works for everything, doesn't it?
If it doesn't work, turn it off, turn it on.
And Chris, what would you steal from the zoo?
You know, it's hard, but I'd like to steal an elephant.
How would you get it out?
I don't know. Disguise?
That's what I was thinking. Dress it up, make it look like
it's right here. Like it's a friend of yours. And as a part of moustache.
Giant dog.
Hey, thanks. Tuck your trunk in.
Thanks, Chris.
Tuck your trunk in.
Hey, John.
Hello.
Hey, did you bluff your way to get a job?
No, I'm a good boy. I tell the truth.
You just want to talk about the animal, don't you?
We're going straight to the animal.
He couldn't even
walk. So he lied his way onto this segment.
That'll do. What would you steal?
I'd steal the sloth on a couple of accounts.
Why is that?
Well, one, he wouldn't be too hard to catch.
That's true.
And secondly, I'd have someone to sit home on the couch and watch the plethora of sport on the weekends.
Fantastic. You and a sloth getting into the plethora on the couch.
How would you get the sloth out?
I don't know. Probably walk out with him.
No one had noticed.
Slowly.
Is that a sloth? Oh, can't be bothered finding out.
John, well done. Thank you, sir. Hello, Mark.
First time caller, long time listener.
Oh, good.
Lovely.
First time.
Mate and I used to put a fictitious company on our resumes, so when the companies would ring up, we're both directors of this company that never existed, and when the company would ring up and ask us, you know, what these people like, we'd say, oh, look, he was fantastic, but we had to let him go because of, you know, the way business is going at the moment, but... Yeah, we'd love to put him back on, and it so happened that I ended up working in the oil industry for 10 years, and he actually ended up working in the IT industry for about 6 years with two major companies.
That's great. What was the company called? Was it Quintex?
No, it was something, it was our initial, so we could remember, because my mate's name's Bigsy, and it was like, ADM Industries or something like that.
And what did it do?
Nothing.
A dodgy mother industries. Nothing at all.
It was a nothing at all industry. So it was, as I said, I ended up working in the oil industry for 10 years, and he worked for a major computer company for
fantastic.
Six.
Fantastic. All right, Mark.
And I'd steal a seal.
Hey! What was the industry you worked in for 10 years?
The oil industry.
Right, seals, oil, always a good combination.
Fantastic. Hey, Mark, just quickly.
Mark,
you there?
Yes.
How would you get it out of the zoo?
Look, I'd probably put it in a duffel bag and I'd put it in my neighbour's swimming pool just to freak him out.
You okay. Duffel bag it.
Trusty duffel bag. You can steal a lot in a duffel bag.
Thanks, Mark. Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Did you bluff your way into something?
No, I haven't actually. I've been a good girl with that. I've just rang up to talk about the animals.
Excellent work. and what would you steal?
I'd definitely steal a monkey.
Oh, of course you would. Who wouldn't steal a monkey?
Which kind?
I've always had a bit of a fascination with the baboons.
Yeah, they're good.
But the chimps are really cute too.
And how many would you try and get hold of, ideally?
Oh, well, I've got three children, so maybe... Well, maybe a couple, yeah.
One kid misses out, that's good. And how would you get it out? How are you going to get them out of the zoo?
Actually, well, I was thinking about that while you were chatting to the other guys. I think possibly, put it into the baby's pram with a bit of a bonnet and dress it up and disguise it as a baby.
An unusual-looking child.
Because the guys who work there wouldn't want to insult you and call your baby a monkey. It's probably just, let it through.
Lovely hairy-faced triplets.
Wow. Deception... And a promise of stealing fluffy animals. Everyone gets a prize, is that right, Ed?
We might get some movie tickets. I've just been informed by Nikki that we don't have movie tickets.
Oh, what are you talking? You've lied.
That's not right.
You've lied.
That's not right.
How can we not have movie tickets? Aren't we owned by the biggest movie corporation in the Southern Hemisphere? How can we not have movie tickets?
It's CDs instead.
CDs instead.
Hey?
All right, great. Ed Cavalier. Lies and deception.
Get this.
There's nothing in it for the future.
For Census 1234 on Triple M.
Oh, it must be time for us to go. We're holding up the entire network. Peter Rosethorne, thanks for sitting in.
Not a problem. Love being here. I'll be back in another couple of months by the sounds of the rotation.
I think that's how it works.
It's all right. Happy with it. I'm more than happy.
Yeah. Just listen for when Angus Sampson's next on, and five shows later, there you'll be. And what is this show? What's it called again?
Can We Help? I'll talk about it another time.
On the ABC.
Well, I come in 2 months' time. We'll still be on, hopefully.
I hope it'll still be on. That's Friday week. A couple of TV pointers. You've got Arrested Development. That comes on Channel 7 at the prime time of midnight.
Sexy brilliant time.
And then you got 6 Feet Under at what someone told me Channel 9 describing as the special time of midnight. And says in the paper today, in one of the reviews, in its final handful of episodes, 6 Feet Under reaches new heights of script writing brilliance. Mm. So that's on at midnight. Because, of course, in prime time, we want to see if Dino's going to pash Danielle.
That's right.
That's the really important part. Thanks to everyone who called in with a stolen animal and a bit of deception. We'll be back tomorrow. And I think our key phrase today was...
Oh, yeah! It's Cosmo!
And tomorrow we will be joined by Julia Zemiro. And it's all thanks to you-know-who, Census 1, 2, 3, 4.